You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
Indeed, you are in the Community Garden. This week, after last week talking to Move Space, we discuss a cool event that is being hosted within Move Space coming up. It's been put on by Auckland Queer Swap, which is a new up and running group within the Tamaki Makaurau vicinity. We talked to them about what the Queer Swap market is and why there is a distinction as to it being a Queer Swap market and what, yeah, here they are.
Well, so the Auckland Queer Swap Market it's both a swap event and a market. And it's where anyone, but especially queer people, can bring clothes, also accessories that they no longer need or use, that they don't feel like express themselves or maybe no longer fit, and they can swap it or buy new things that they like.
I think a few people will wonder, a few of the listeners perhaps will note that it's the Auckland Queer Swap Market, mm-hmm. and you said everyone is welcome there. Why does it highlight queer people in the title?
So we did last month a swap market for just anybody. And it was a really good time, and two people came along, one woman and a guy, and I told the guy, hey, sorry, I need to refund your ticket because we didn't get any men's clothes. And he was a bit stumped and he said, well, I might just browse the dresses. And instead of saying, oh yeah, of course, I didn't know what to say. Well, of course you can, but I hadn't thought about how that environment of shopping clothes is quite a different experience for a lot of queer people. Not all queer people, but just a lot of queer people. And so it's just a different kind of shopping experience and a place where people can be really comfortable in their own skin and just play around and explore.
Certainly, I think it's something quite evident. We have your men's wear stores and your women's wear stores. I often in a kind of a location that sells both, there it still seems to be divided. What makes the queer swap market different? Like, have you made any changes in the way that the physical layout of the market works to accommodate queer people?
Yeah, so the physical layout will be basically everything mixed together. You just walk up to the rack and you find what would be traditionally considered men's and women's clothes or unisex clothes, and you'll just look at things that you like or don't like. We'll also have a special section for like petite and larger sizes, because that's something that people find frustrating when they go secondhand shopping, especially that if they're larger or smaller, it's just they just know they're not going to find much. And so we want to highlight that as well.
Right, so all of the clothes that are at the market, where did the clothes come from?
So some of the clothes will be leftovers from our last event. Some clothes will be donations. We're checking in with people in our networks about, do you have donations, so that we can get a really broad range. So there's a bunch of things to start out with, and then people bring their stuff. So someone might bring 10 things that maybe they otherwise would have just given to Salvation Army, given to a friend, or maybe given to Recycle Boutique, and they bring it to the swap event and they get tokens in return, and then they get to use those tokens to get new things.
Why would you encourage people to take their clothes to a swap event or a swap meet rather than to the other kind of like outlets of getting rid of your clothes?
It's like a little community. Like, you bring your clothes and you instantly see someone else pick up the shirt that you brought in, which I think brings about a bit of connection. What we also experienced last time is that people bring really good stuff because they know that they're going to get some value in return. It's also a really affordable way of shopping.
We touched upon this off mic, but as you said, it's a community event, and that isn't something we often really see when we buy clothes in general. Like, the store experience is very much of you find the item, you exchange money, and you leave. Do you think we should be encouraging more kind of community around not just clothing markets, but other kind of exchanges?
Oh, definitely. It helps us practice our social skills, I think. Just like being in the same room with other people that are buying things, and it's just a completely different way of thinking about value and money and your relation to the people around you. It's not an anonymous experience. You can't really walk into the swap market and be entirely in your own bubble, because the place is so small, it's cozy, people will talk to you, say hi, and it just invites that social exchange.
Do you think that there would be space, or there should be space, for kind of other exchanges? So like perhaps an expansion into furniture or something?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think also just, yeah, anything. Anything that we need that is possible to exchange, which is probably most things. Like if you can exchange and swap, why not? It's just that we don't really have those arenas available to us at the moment.
Do you think Tamaki Makaurau could do with a lot more exchanges and swap meet? We see a lot of people that go out flatting with unfurnished homes, or just a lot of people that are living with unfurnished homes due to like the unaffordability of such items. Do you think that New Zealand in general would also benefit hugely from kind of like an increased exchange market rather than a financial exchange market?
If you're asking in terms of the economy, should the economy become more informal, more exchange-based, then there are certain inefficiencies when you are just exchanging things. Like, it takes longer, you can't have as much scale, but the way that it just brings more value overall, I think. It's not an anonymous experience. And the way that you relate to your money when you are swapping, or you're buying, even if you're buying things on TradeMe, and you buy a new couch or an old couch from someone, and you go to their house and you pick it up, I'd really promote that kind of exchange, rather than buying something new, rather than buying from an anonymous store.
So we've talked a lot about the market. Where is it? When is it? And how can people get involved in going to it if that is of interest to them?
So the market is on the 11th of August, which is a Sunday, and it's from 12 to 4 p.m. And it's at a venue called Moospace, which is a place for creators, a community, an event place for creators on Dominion Road. And you'll find us either through Moospace's Facebook page, which you'll just search Moospace in Facebook or Google and you'll find it. You'll also find us through Auckland Queer Swap on Facebook.
Awesome. So you mentioned that there has been one market before and there's another one now. Is there a view to make this kind of a recurring event?
Yeah, that's really my wish and hope, is that we get enough engagement through this, and if people really like it and they're like, this is great, when is the next one? We're going to do more. And so probably every month or 6 weeks or so, there will be another event.
Exciting. So if people can't make the day but want to bring in clothes or have clothes that they would like to donate, mm-hmm. is there a in for them?
Yeah, we would love that. Absolutely love that. Just you can just get in touch with us through Facebook, through Auckland Queer Swap, and we would love your donations.
Amazing. I've got one last question that is a recurring question on this show, and that is, what is community to you?
This is a really great question. It's a hard question. To me, community is relationships that are alive. It's more than saying my street is a community or Auckland is a community. If we don't have alive relationships, it's not really a community. And so it means yeah, meeting and connecting. Yeah.
I know I said I had one last question, but what is a live relationship?
I guess it's where people actually exchange like who they are with each other.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.